Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the Chronicles of Nannia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. I am your host, Martha Reddick, and this week we have Katie Leinecke back again.
Hello.
Hi, Katie.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well.
We are going to be talking about play dates.
Yeah.
And a secret fact that I'm now sharing with all of you is that Katie and I kind of had our own play date before.
Yes. I laughed when we said, how are you? I was like, just like we haven't been talking for 2 hours before about our lives.
We really did. But yes, today we will be talking about play dates for children, not adults.
Sometimes the nannies have play dates too, though.
Yes, exactly, which we will get into.
Yeah.
Before we do that, well, you were here last week, so I was going to ask you to do
just
your background.
Go back and listen to the first 5 minutes, and then you're good.
And then you're good. You know her background. She's a wonderful nanny. And she and I have play dates as often as we can.
Yeah.
Which is difficult because school.
Yeah, well, and you have a child in a different school district.
Right.
And in a different, technically in a different city, but they're neighboring cities.
Right.
So the school districts take off different days. But whenever we have one that overlaps, we're like, are you off?
Please, let's play.
Can we see each other?
Yeah. And our kiddos like each other.
They do very much. Yeah.
A lot. In fact, one of mine was asking about one of yours today. It was like, can we do this?
Yeah. We would love it.
Yes. Anyway,
new play date schedule.
We'll schedule that off the air. But yeah, so play dates, there's a few different kinds or ways that they happen. Mm-hmm. One is nanny scheduled.
Yeah.
So two nannies that know each other, which is my personal favorite.
Yes.
is when you reach out to a friend of yours that is a nanny and has nanny kids, and you make a play date time.
Yeah.
Another one is when the parents schedule one for you.
Or ask you to schedule one.
Or ask you to reach out and schedule one. Which
I would count those as two separate types, though.
Yeah, I would too. I would too.
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that. And then a fourth kind is where parents have kids dropped off.
Yes. Yes.
At your nanny house.
Yes.
And, that can be a surprise sometimes.
Yes. Oftentimes, I would say.
Oftentimes. It's a surprise.
My boss is pretty good about asking, but I've had experiences before where you know, like 30 minutes before, and you're like, cool, guess we're not going to run that errand, or, you know, guess we won't be, you know, having this play date or that play date that we had already scheduled, or something like that. Also, can we add in one more?
Yeah.
Nanny scheduled play dates with parents of, so usually that's like a drop off, like because I reach out often. The child I nanny for will be like, I really want to see blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I'm like, great. Let me check with blah, blah, blah's parents and see if they're available. Because I have many of her friends' parents' phone numbers.
Right.
Due to play dates.
Right.
And so I will reach out to them. And it's sort of child inspired. But yes. it's not like I'm having, the parents aren't usually hanging out.
Right.
And chit-chatting with me. It's usually a drop and go.
Though that can also happen.
Yes. And there's some, we went sledding yesterday. Yesterday. This feels like a long day, long 2 days. We went sledding yesterday. It was a day off of school. And one of the moms, we had so much to do. And she was like, a neighborhood mom was like, do you want to go sledding with the girls and we can do hot chocolate? I was like, oh, I really do. But we just like barely, we were doing a service project that day. Mm. And we were doing like a full grocery shop for her mother. And I had done like, I'd started several loads of laundry, ended up doing like four.
Yeah.
And I had some other things to do around the house and errand wise for them. And I was like, I really, really want to. And she was like, well, I can take them if it becomes a time issue. And I was like, okay, do I bust my little rear end and try to get the grocery shopping done early? Because I want to be able to see this mom. Because she and I, we really enjoy talking to each other.
Yeah.
And I was like, or do I let her take the girls? It's like, I really want to see them.
Right.
So I busted my little rear end to be able to have the grocery stuff done and away.
Nice.
Yeah. But that's because that can happen too.
It sure can.
Yeah. Usually you want, hopefully it's a person you want to be spending time with, because I have had surprises where someone's like, I'm going to stay. And I'm like, oh, good.
Oh, good.
Great. Come on in.
Now I'm entertaining I'll make
comfortable small talk for 35 to 40 minutes or more. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's start with my favorite kind, which is nanny to nanny.
Yes.
Scheduled play dates. And this is the one that I am most familiar with. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times when you are a nanny, you're working with kids that are little enough that they don't necessarily have their own friend groups.
Right, right.
And so you are helping to introduce them and
absolutely
to new people.
Yeah.
Cause
and how to keep a friend, right? Yes. Like how to, let's make friends. And now how do you keep a friend?
Yes. Which is so important. It's such an important life skill.
Oh yeah.
And something that happens with some frequency is that we'll talk about it. I'll say, do you want to go have this play date with this person on this day off? And they are all for it.
Yeah.
I get their consent.
Yes.
And then it comes time for the play date to happen.
Yes.
And they're like, I don't want to go anymore.
Yeah.
They're having fun right then playing with Legos or eating their snack or sitting on the ground, and they just don't want to go.
Yeah.
And so some strategies that I use with that are that I talk about my own experiences with that feeling, because we all know that feeling. Yes.
I have that feeling all the time.
Yeah.
I'm introverted. So I'm like constantly like, I'll make a plan and I'll be like, that sounds great. And then like the day comes, I'm like, why did I ever think you shouldn't do that? Like that was a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't actually cry, but I do feel that way inside.
Right. Or that relief when a plan gets canceled and it wasn't you that canceled it.
Is it who's the comedian who has a joke about that?
I can't remember.
New in town. John Mulaney.
John Mulaney.
I feel like he's got a joke about that being like, I don't know, like a drug of some kind. He's like instant pleasure immediately.
Yeah. Yes. Because then it's like all this free time that you didn't have. Yes. So anyway, that's one way that I address it, is I talk about how when I don't want to go do something, but I said that I would do it, that I end up doing it.
Right.
Because it was a commitment that we made and we need to honor that commitment.
Yeah, absolutely.
So having that built-in time is important.
Absolutely.
So I have now learned that when we are about to leave for play dates,
prepare yourself for a conversation.
Yeah. Especially in the winter. I find that it happens more because nobody wants to go outside in the cold. And
well,
I get that.
Yeah. And it's, you have to get all your gear on.
So much gear.
Yes. Yes.
And also I find that if I know what we are going to be doing at the play date, that is helpful.
Because they have something to look forward to?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
To
remind them of like, like, we're going to go to Jump Zone. Yes. We talked about that in the last episode, like a bouncy
popular house. Popular spot, friends.
Indoor place. Or we are going to go to their house and you guys can play trains.
Yeah.
Things like that, naming specific activities. Yeah. So it's not just... Or we can go and play hide and go seek.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Or so along those lines, to be able to be like, I know like it's hard to leave. Would you like to bring a special toy to show your friends? Like, yes, that you guys can play with? That wouldn't that be so fun?
Yes.
Sort of, you have to be like the master of hype for play dates like that. Cause it's hard, like you mentioned, Meredith and I talked about this previously, but you really want kids to have autonomy over who they're spending time with. You want them to be, you want to respect their no's, but also there's something that they need to learn about keeping their commitments.
Right.
And so it's hard because you feel torn. You want to be able to let them cancel, but also it's like, you know, we really said we would. And it's not like it's the day of now. Like,
right. It's an hour before.
Yeah. And we're not going to change plans because they're expecting us.
Right.
But it's really, if you can find a way to get them excited about it, like, oh, maybe we could bring a special snack. Should we, or they're coming over, should we make cookies? Would that be fun as a, you know, a group? Anything you can do to add excitement back into it is a great idea.
Yes. Yes. And in the winter, maybe hot chocolate.
Yes. So long as it's all safe. I said anything, but you know. Or like within the guidelines of the house. Although sometimes for like special play dates, it might be okay to do hot chocolate. And if you're if you're not a treat household, you would be like, okay, you know,
right.
We're gonna do it because it's a special set of friends and we're excited to have them. And it's going to be fun.
Yes. It's going to be great.
That can backfire though.
It can.
I've had a little one every time a friend comes over, can we have a Hershey's kiss? I'm like, no, you may not. Cause you ask every time.
Yes. And I also tell them to help encourage that this feeling doesn't have to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
That if they end up, I say, I will check in with you after the play date. And if it wasn't fun, we don't have to schedule one again.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I've never had a kid say that it wasn't fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of times the, like just trying to get their own brains excited.
Sure.
And overcoming fear.
Yeah.
I think that's a big part of it.
And just, I mean, feelings are so transitory. They come and go. And that's the both great and terrible thing about feelings. So just like falling in love and like, you don't always feel loving feelings towards people. And it doesn't mean that you don't actually love them just because the feeling is now frustration. Like it's okay. And those things are a lot. And you can talk about that maybe with the children if they're slightly older. Is that, you know, feelings come and go, but sometimes, you know, how you're feeling doesn't actually necessarily have to reflect on your behavior. And I would talk about the trust tank too, because you want your friends to trust you.
Yes.
And part of being a good friend is doing what you say you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the trust tank on some episode.
Yeah,
I feel like it was something about being honest. I was going to say
lying episode.
Yeah,
that makes sense. So go listen to that.
Yes, but that's really helpful, and it's hard because you really do want to respect them,
right?
But if you can find a way where they also respect, because one way to respect them is to help them keep their commitments.
Yes,
and learn to do that, and how great to practice that when they're little,
right? Yeah. Because I have had friends that I honestly no longer see because they consistently canceled on me.
Yes. My greatest fear is being thought of as an unavailable friend.
Yeah.
And I'm busy.
Yeah.
But I try really hard because it's like I want to be able, like I go see people for coffee before work.
Right.
And work starts so early, you guys.
I know.
But
when you tell me that, I'm astonished.
Yes. But it's part of it is you want them to, if you want to keep your friends, you have to be a friend.
Yep.
And here's how you do that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's practice.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then also let's get excited because of these reasons. Yeah.
I will say though, I have had an experience with a child. She had the friend over she had had a play date with this girl at her house and that was fine. And then that girl came to our house and it was just so like painfully terrible. Mm-hmm. And I could sense it. I don't know if the child was going through like separation anxiety, basically like refused to speak. Mm-hmm. They were playing for maybe like 20 minutes and then they had a snack, I guess. And then shortly after the snack, the child just like wouldn't speak or play with the child I was caring for. Mm-hmm. And was kind of like, when she would speak, was like kind of rude. And I was like, are you okay? Do you want to go home? What's going on? And she's like, I just miss my mom. And I was like, okay, do you want me to call her? And then it was like this weird, her mom couldn't come to get her right away. And I was like, hey, just so you know, like the girls were having fun for a while. And then like the last like 30, maybe 40 minutes, this is what's happening. I told her privately, certainly. Right. So that wasn't in front of the kids. And I was like, I hope she's okay. I don't know if she's having a bad time. She turned out to be like super sick the next day. So that was probably part of it.
Yeah.
But then that girl and this other child had like a contentious relationship for the rest of their time at school. They were in the same class.
Wow.
And then she got invited for a play date at the start of this school year. And this child's mom sent me a message. The mom that I work for sent me a message forwarded from the other mom that was like, oh, we'd love to have your daughter over for a play date. Like, let us know when you're available and when we should do this. And I sent one back to the mom. I was like, I will talk to your child about it for sure. But to my knowledge, they do not have a friendly or respectful relationship as of last year.
Right.
Perhaps something changed. But it kind of honestly sounded like your child was being bullied a little bit by that child. So let me talk to her and you can certainly talk to her and I will let you know what she says. And I asked the little girl, I was like, oh, so-and-so's mom said that they wanted to have you over for a play date. Would you be interested in doing that? And she was like, she wants me to come over for a play date? I was like, I know, that was kind of my thought too. She's like, I didn't even think she liked me. And I was like, yeah, that's kind of what I was. It sounded like you guys had a tough relationship. So I wasn't sure. And I was like, if you want to go, great. If you don't, great. Just let us know.
Yeah.
She did not end up going to have that play date. But it was like, I have seen one play date like that.
Right.
But that was also followed by a year of unfortunate circumstances between the two. So it was like, mm-hmm. I was actually really pleased that she chose to not go, because
right.
It's important to remove yourself from situations that are unsafe when you feel unsafe, mm-hmm. or you feel emotionally unsafe. And it was so exciting to me that she knew that she didn't want to put herself back in that situation,
yeah.
to be playing with this child. And I was like, yes.
Right. And I do think that that is a really important step.
Yeah.
Is talking to them
after the play date. How did that go?
Yeah. How was it? How, you know, did you end up having fun?
Yeah.
Do you want to do another play date with
exactly.
them? Exactly. And talking on the front end of the play date, mm-hmm. of really trying not to schedule play dates without talking to the kids first.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And even if you really love that other nanny and want to spend time with them, then
you gotta just let it go.
Then it's off the clock time.
Yeah.
That you guys get to spend together.
Absolutely. Which is also very good, because then there can be wine.
Yes, exactly. Or tea.
Or tea. We had tea tonight.
We did have tea tonight, but there can also be tea at work.
That's true.
And often there is.
I would not have wine at work, though.
No.
No wine at
work. Never,
ever. It's funny, though, because I've had parents offer that before. They're like, when the kid goes to bed, feel free to have a drink. And I'm like, no, never in a million years. What if your child wakes up and I have to drive her to the hospital?
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I appreciate the offer. Yeah,
but what, thank you.
There's one dad in particular who like loves craft beer.
Yeah.
And he always like tells me about their whole, and I listen because I'm interested, but I'm like, I'm not trying any of those.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Unless I'm going to go right home to take, I'll take the bottle with me and leave.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yes, so that is a tricky needle to thread sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think it's an important one.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, it's played out in my adult life.
Oh, yeah.
repeatedly.
Well, and you think about like work, if you don't go because you don't feel like it, you won't have a job for very long, mm-hmm. or you'll be on thin ice, or you'll feel very uncomfortable in your job because you'll feel like you don't have a secure relationship with your bosses or whatever it is. It's important to honor your commitments. And if you say you're going to be somewhere, barring emergency or disaster is what I always say when people are like, can we expect you? I'm like, yeah, barring emergency or disaster, I'll be there at 8:00 or, you know, like, because sometimes things do come up, certainly, and you need to work around it. Like, don't send your kid to a play date if they're throwing up, please.
Yes.
Or if they threw up earlier that day. No, hard pass. but so that's like an excellent example of when it's okay to cancel, and helping the children learn the difference. That's part of what this is about. They're practicing on how to be an adult and make these choices for themselves. And they're going to watch you and learn from you. So do so with discretion and with wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. And feel free to make it plain to them too, about why you feel that you need to go to this one. But, you know, like a week ago, you didn't have to because you were sick.
Right.
You should explain it to them, as I'm sure many of you do.
Yes. And then, but also, I have had kids that have learned if they say they're sick, it's almost a get out of jail free card.
Yeah, sure.
And so we've also had that conversation of when you say you're sick, you need to actually be feeling sick. Mm-hmm. And if you say that enough times, you know, the boy who cried wolf. Yeah.
I won't trust you anymore.
Yeah. The trust tank is really good for that
Absolutely.
As well. And I specifically remember a time that my mom had that conversation with me.
I
still remember it. Yeah. It was in a tent in the Smoky Mountains because I said I was sick because I didn't want to go on this hike. Aww. And she was like, I don't think you're sick.
Yeah.
And so just talking through that of when you say you're sick.
Yeah.
It's a serious thing.
A tip for that too, if you have a child who's doing that, we talked about this in the lying episode as well. Mm-hmm. So Martha knows it and you might know it too.
But I'm
listeners.
Always up for a reminder.
But in case you haven't listened to that, most children will not lie to you if you ask them, if you say, I'm going to ask you a question. And I really need you to tell me the truth. Can you do that? Mm-hmm. And they'll usually be like, yes, I can. Be like, are you actually sick? And then usually they will tell you the truth, like yes or no, or maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but I do feel my tummy feels unsettled.
Yeah, my tummy kind of hurts.
And you're like, okay, do you think that's because you're nervous? But it's like 9 times out of 10, if you ask them that before to promise not to tell you the truth or to promise to tell you the truth, they will not lie to you then when you ask the question.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Such a wonderful.
I
was about to say trick, but it's not a trick. It's just a
tip.
It's a tip. Yeah.
It could be a trick. I mean, it's not really a trick.
Because you're being very transparent about what you're doing.
Yeah.
So it's not a trick.
Yeah.
But yes, a tip.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So those are some of the problems of like leading up to a nanny to nanny play date.
Yes.
Another issue is once the play date is happening
and
the kids, because you've scheduled this probably a little bit because you want to spend time with that other nanny.
Yeah.
As well as your kiddos get along.
Yeah.
So the days that you do that and then the kids want you to play with them. They don't want to play with the other kid necessarily.
Or they want you all to play together.
Or they want you all to play together for the entire time.
Right.
Because I always feel like there is a period of time.
Absolutely.
That you can play together.
Don't ignore the kids, certainly. Right. But I am a big believer that play dates are a good time for children. I also work with an only right now. So part of it's like, this is your time to be with another child and to be the boss of your play. Mm-hmm. And it's really great when an adult can kind of do a drive-by and help them get set up with their play. Mm-hmm. But if you are there the whole time, you actually are stifling their play in many ways.
Right.
So it's important to give them time to play by themselves and to let them figure things out for themselves and to feel frustrated and have to fix their own problems. And that's really important.
It is.
Yes. And it can be really hard as a nanny because you often know what to do or say or how to fix the problem or how to set them up so they're having a long period of time where they're playing uninterrupted. But it's not actually good for them to constantly be led like that.
Right.
So, because play is how they learn and play is how they practice things for being a grown up too. Mm-hmm. So giving them a chance to actually do that is really important. Yeah. So a lot of times just being like, this is your time.
Right.
To play.
And I have found because a lot of times right when you get to a play date mm-hmm. is fine.
Yeah.
Because they're excited.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
And if you've hyped them up, yeah. they're excited.
Yeah.
And they have some ideas about
what they want to play,
what they want to play yeah. with and all that good stuff. I find that the denouement of the play date, the like end portion yeah. is when that seems to happen
yeah.
more and more of them coming in and being like, we're now what bored. Do we do?
Yeah.
or yeah.
Yeah.
And so something that I have found to help with that is reminding the children how long they have left.
Yeah.
So you only have about an hour left to play.
Yeah.
So why don't you guys figure out something?
Yeah. Fun to do. Yeah. What do you want to do
for the last
yeah.
hour?
Have you shown them your magnet tiles yet?
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. Suggest some toys.
Yeah. Or, did you know this child loves Legos? Yes. Oh my goodness. Did you know we have a huge pile in the basement?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always work, but
yeah. But sometimes switching gears to if they've been very active playing, you'd be surprised sometimes how throwing a curveball be like, oh, we have some pretty cool coloring materials. Right. Does anybody want paper or markers? Just sort of giving them something that, because if they've been doing imaginative play for most of the play date and then they're running out of ideas, switch gears on them. Be like, right. oh, you should show them your books. You got some really cool, oh, did you see the puppet theater? Like, that's right. also imaginative, but
yeah.
Something more concrete for them
yeah,
to create.
More structured.
Let's pull out the Play-Doh. Yeah, you know, yeah. like just a switching of gears
right.
Can help them find new life in the time they have left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. And then also I have found, and through you actually, through being on playdates, but saying, Katie and I are playing in this room.
Yeah. Which room would you like to?
Yeah. Which room would you like to play in? Or would you like to play in this room and Katie and I will move to a different
yeah,
room?
That way we won't disturb you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And offering that up.
Yeah.
In a house that has multiple levels, sometimes if there's like the basement is yeah. An area that there's a lot of free space to mm-hmm. play in, encouraging them to go to a certain level that has more.
Yeah, absolutely. More playable zones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's great. I wish we had a basement that was really playable.
Yep.
Because sometimes the play is loud.
Yes.
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 Sometimes too, children, if it's a play date where you're not with another adult
mm-hmm.
and they want you to play, but you're doing, I don't know, laundry or
right.
prepping food or cleaning kitchen counters or whatever you're doing, or even doing something for yourself. Like if right. you're a nanny who's in school and you're doing homework and they're playing, but you can hear them, you might just say, you know, my hands are really busy right now. Do you see they're working on this? Mm-hmm. So I can't play right now, but I'd love to play with you later. And you can right. give them like a time. You can set a timer, whatever it is you choose to do. I often too will. I made a coupon book for the kid I nanny for.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
No.
Okay. I got her like, I guess it was for her birthday. I got her all these things. And the biggest hit was I made her a coupon book.
Uh-huh.
Because let's face it, friends, you probably nanny for a family who are well off.
Right.
Because they can hire somebody to help take care of their kids, which many people don't have the luxury of doing.
Right.
But I was like, man, her love language is quality time.
Yeah.
It is not my love language. I love spending time with her. My boyfriend's love language is also quality time. So is my roommate, who's one of my closest friends. Is your love language quality time, Martha?
It's no. gifts.
Cool. Great. Then I feel fine.
And you do a great job.
Awesome.
Of that.
Quality time is not my primary love language at all. And so it's a stretch for me to be like, okay, I need to like carve out time for these people in my life. And so I was like, what can I get this little girl? And so I made her coupon book. Mm-hmm. And they mostly consist of Katie, stop that chore and come play with me. Surprise, I want to go out to dinner tonight. Or Katie, put that down. I want 30 minutes of uninterrupted play. One was, I get to choose what we play, especially if Katie doesn't want to. Things like that. And yeah. So for a while, she was using them on play dates. And it was really interesting because she would, I would be doing a chore for her mom and she'd be like, put that down and come play with me. And so I told her, though, I was like, you can't use 2 30-minute coupons back to back because I do still have to take care of things for your parents.
Right.
But I would love to be able to put down. And like, it was such a hit. It was her favorite thing.
That's amazing.
So if you can take like a 30-minute, I mean, even like once per play date, be like, you get a 15-minute coupon and whenever you present it to me, I'm going to play with you for 15 or 20 or whatever you say minutes. And then after that, it's your turn to play with the kids again. That might be a really great, then they know that they can play with you because oftentimes they're like showing you off to the other kid. They're like, check out how fun my nanny is.
Yeah.
And that's so great. And what a wonderful experience and to get to know their friends. But you do also... like part, this is partly your time built in now that you need to use. So if you can find a way to do both, that'd be awesome. So they get their needs met and also then you can do whatever it is you need to do.
What a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
Really.
Sometimes you just got to steer into it, friends. Yep. That's what I find.
Yep.
And especially when you're frustrated too. Like there are days where I'm like doing a lot and it's like, she really wants to be with me because I have like so many chores. And I'm like, I just need to put these chores down right now because she won't be happy and I won't be happy and I won't feel like I'm getting anything done. Mm-hmm. So let's just be together and forget the chores for a while. And then I can come back to it when she feels satisfied.
Yeah.
So like letting them know that you will play with them at some point during the play date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it would help.
And if this is something that you are struggling with as a nanny, I would also suggest listening to the How to Respond to I'm Bored episode.
Oh, yeah.
There were,
was that Leah?
Leah, yeah.
That was awesome.
There were a lot of really good ideas. And something that Leah's mom taught her is that when someone says I'm bored, when they would say it to their mom as a child, she would suggest things that she would like to do. She was like, why don't you sit down and write poetry?
Yeah. What does it feel like?
Yeah.
What does it taste like?
Yeah.
I loved that episode so much.
And so responding in that way on play dates too, I think is, is a nice way to when they come in and are like, we don't know what to do.
Also, I think this was maybe mentioned in the episode that you're talking about, the boredom episode, is being like, okay, well, here's a chore.
Right.
So maybe being like, well, why don't you clean up the room you were just playing in? And by the time you're done, you may have thought of something else to do.
Yes.
Because there's nothing like having to clean up that makes you wish you were doing something else.
Yes.
So that could be a helpful tool for you as well.
Mm-hmm. And then they're also cleaning up as they go, which is a lovely thing.
Yeah.
So that you don't have to schedule in 30 minutes at the end for cleanup.
I actually allow the child, if it's in the house that I nanny for, I allow the child to choose.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, would you like to clean up right now with your friends or would you like to clean up later by yourself? And if she chooses that, I do not help her.
Right.
Because it's, I'm like, either you clean up now with your friend because I did not make the mess.
Right.
It's hard because I want to clean up.
Right.
But then I read this really interesting article about like, you need to let the kid actually clean up. And I was like, oh, fine. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sometimes she will choose because she's having so much fun playing whatever she's playing. She's like, I'll clean up by myself later.
Right.
I'm like, okay, that's your choice.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm like, I mean, like sometimes I leave Bartha's house and she's like, do not do the dishes. I'm like, okay, you choose to clean up by yourself later.
I do.
Instead of
because
us do it together.
I like talking to you.
Yeah.
But yes, so I think that's a great thing to suggest.
Yeah.
It's not malicious or anything like that. It's just that's an idea of something that you can do.
Yeah.
And then it might help you think of something else.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So I think that's most of the things with nanny to nanny scheduled play dates.
Yeah. Yeah.
One other little tidbit is make sure that you know the allergies.
Yes,
of
always.
The kids coming over.
Yes.
I just always have to say it because I have allergies.
Absolutely.
So.
And if they need anything, be like, yeah. Can you bring the EpiPens or whatever we might need?
Right. Exactly. And that goes for any play date.
Absolutely.
Make sure that you know any medical needs that would potentially come up
yeah.
while that child is in
yeah.
your house or under your care. Because if the other nanny goes to the bathroom
yeah.
and that kid eats a peanut and they're allergic, you need to know.
Like immediately.
Yeah. And you need to know where the EpiPens are.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yes, that yeah. is
good idea. Yeah.
Good things yeah. to know. And usually if it's nanny to nanny, you know those kids.
Yeah. It's always good though, like even if it's a family that you're familiar with, unless I'm like absolutely positive, like it's one of the child's like best buds, if it's like a person that you don't see very often, but you've had them over before, I'm like double checking,
right.
No food allergies, right?
Yes.
And they're like, yeah, she's fine. Or like, and sometimes I'll just be like, are there any food preferences? Is there anything mm-hmm. they don't like to eat
yep.
that I should not serve them?
Yes. That's yeah. a great way to phrase it.
Yeah.
So that's all great there. Okay. Parent asks you to schedule.
Yeah.
With another nanny.
Or a parent. Yeah.
So that one I find so tricky.
Because you don't really know necessarily what you're in for.
You don't know what you're in for.
Otherwise, you would have the number and you would, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Exactly. I also have found that other nannies in communicating between me and the child don't always do that super well. So they will agree to something with me
yeah
and then check with the child and then the child will not be for it and then they will come back, and that's happened with several yeah. nannies that I don't know
yeah
and I feel frustrated
yeah
in that moment
yeah
because
that's hard.
Then I've already gone because
you've already made the plans
yeah and I've talked to the kids about it and they're excited about yeah. it, and then we have to talk.
Just kidding. Yeah.
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 So that is tricky
yeah,
to me. And I
yeah.
try now that I know that about some of the nannies,
yeah.
then I try to not tell the kids until
yeah, it's for
like
sure. Yeah.
A time and we're,
yeah.
Yeah.
Also it's, I'm sure you ask in a way, but if this is a thing that you're noticing, you can just say like, check with the child and get back to me.
Yeah.
Some people, I often ask, when I ask for play dates, I'm like, I talk about the child's name specifically. So if it's like the mom, say the mom's name is Lee and the kid's Susan or whatever, be uh-huh. like, hi Lee. Blank was asking, or Jay, whoever. Jay wanted to know if Susan could come over for a play date. Is Susan available and interested? Yes. I always say those two words, available and interested.
That's a great way to
because
solve it.
I want them to check with their child.
Right.
Just because it, in like, for exactly the reason you mentioned.
Yep.
And I always check with the child I nanny for, too, to be like, oh, so-and-so's mom said they wanted you over for the half day tomorrow. Do you want to do that? Would you like to? What would you like me to say back?
Right.
And sometimes the child is like, yes, or only if we can go bowling or, you know, whatever right. they say. And so we'll say something back to
right.
the person that the child and I have agreed upon.
Right.
But it is, I really want them to check with them. And so sometimes inserting available and interested. So they
yeah.
think to check for both. Because sometimes you're just like, that sounds great. Why wouldn't they want to do that? Like, you know.
Right. Yeah. Yes. And I think that's exactly what happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or they don't necessarily hold their child to commitments.
Mm-hmm.
That has happened before yeah. as well. And then I try to turn those into teaching moments yeah. of this feels icky, right?
This is why we
don't
that's
do
so
this.
Smart. I would not have thought to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it
how
does
do you feel right now.
Yeah.
That's how we try not to make people feel. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know that you're disappointed and
yeah.
this is why we don't do this to other people.
Yeah.
why we're a little more conscious.
Yeah. Or try to be.
Yeah. Or try to be.
As much as we can. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a constant.
Yes.
Effort. Shifting.
Effort all the time.
And, yeah. Yep. But yes. So that is one thing. And then there's parent schedules a play date with another parent or nanny and just tells you when and where.
Yes. Yes.
Which is tricky for a lot of the reasons that we've already listed.
Because you often have already made a plan for that time.
Mm-hmm. And I have I have asked parents before to let me know as soon as they can.
Yeah.
Because a lot of parents are very respectful of my time away from their children.
Yeah.
And don't want to text me at night or on the weekends or anything like that. And I've tried to.
That's nice of them.
It's super nice of them. Yeah. But I've tried to communicate that, especially like when we have those days off, that as soon as they make a plan.
Yeah, let me know.
Let me know, because I am also thinking about. Because
you're the person with the kids. So, yes. Yeah.
And part of my job is scheduling educational and fun activities.
I mean, even if it's not involving somebody else, but if you're like, we're going to the Field Museum. We're in Chicago. So that's where people go. We're going to the Field Museum on Martin Luther King Day.
Right.
Or whatever it is you're going to do. And then the parents are like, by the way, Timmy's coming over. And you're like, oh, no, we're going to go to the Field Museum. And the kids are amped to see Sue before she leaves. I think she's leaving, right?
She gets her own exhibit, but she's not going to be in that main hall anymore.
Oh, I thought she was going temporarily elsewhere for a short time and then coming back. I don't know.
I don't know.
Don't listen to me. I'm uninformed.
I'm a member, I should know. But
it's a failure of my infinite knowledge.
I do know she will not be in the hall.
Okay.
Anymore because I trust you. They're getting that huge dinosaur.
You're probably totally right.
I can't remember what it's called, but I think it's like a megalodon or something.
That's awesome.
It's really big.
Take me to see the dinosaur, Martha.
I will.
Okay. We scheduled the play date. Yay. It's easy as that. If you're available and interested, Martha, I would like to go see that dinosaur with you.
I am available and interested.
Awesome.
Yes, but
that can be really hard because if you've already spoken to the children and then the plans change, I'm not a fan of change.
Mm-hmm. Me neither.
Yeah.
And kids especially aren't.
Oh, yeah, no.
A lot of children really, really struggle with change.
Yeah.
Especially last minute change.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yes, I think telling you, communicating to the parents, plans that you've made when and as you're communicating them to the children.
Yeah.
And then also asking the parent to do the same for you, of just saying it for me, and this might not be true for you, but for me, I would rather have a text message during the weekend to let me know what my next week looks like than not have a text and show up on Monday morning and find out.
Yeah, we have the family I work for, primarily we have a pretty open door policy communication wise. Mm-hmm. So like, I wouldn't say they text me late at night, but sometimes it's like 10 p.m. and it's like bloop bloop. Just so you know, the child threw up. So please be informed that that's something that we're doing tomorrow. I'm like, great, thanks for the heads up.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I would always rather know.
Yeah, me too.
That's
or wake up to the knowledge. You know that way I know I have time to incubate.
Yes.
And think about what I want to do or how to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And call in other reinforcements if I need to, like texting you.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Absolutely.
If something is going to like throw a wrench in my day.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need to just vent about this for a second.
Absolutely. Yes. There have been times where I have had one type of play date already scheduled for like a week and a half. And then the parent is like, by the way, I told the neighbors that... they could come over for the afternoon. I'm like, great. Good to know. No worries. Like, but, and you adjust because it's the parent.
Right.
But it can be challenging when that happens because you're like, oh, we had these plans and now we have to adjust. That's really hard.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And then what was the other kind?
Where we schedule with the parent or the nanny, like a drop-off play dot.
That sounds fun.
I don't know.
That sounds like a play place.
Yeah.
Ooh. Play dots.
Or like a special game with dots on the floor. Mm-hmm. I don't really know how it works yet. I'm incubating that as well.
You're workshopping.
If anybody, if anybody wants to steal that idea, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No TM. but yeah, so where it's a drop-off situation. And that is especially important to ask about allergies and like you do with any child that you nanny for.
Right.
Because while they are in your care, they are one of your nanny kids.
Yes, absolutely.
Even if you're not being paid as such.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, and those I actually prefer to awkward...
Yeah, me too. I'm like, send the kids. Please don't come in.
Yeah.
I'll be cutting carrots in the kitchen and listening to them.
Get your nails done.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had parents before too who were like, we feel terrible. We never have you guys over. I'm like, don't. Yeah. They pay me to be here.
Right.
You are a parent. You're in the trenches. I'm the Red Cross. Right. Like, you feel free to take a break.
Help me help you.
It's cool. It's totally cool. Yeah. They pay, what would I do if I didn't have the kids here?
Right.
You know, it's like just, I would run errands and clean up the house. But as you know, because you do the same thing, everyone. But it's like they pay me to be here and watching their child. And you should feel free to take some time to yourself or take your other child to his hockey lesson or whatever it is you do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yep.
I prefer drop offs to uncomfortable where you don't know the nanny or you don't know, you know, I'm like, just you take that time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes nannies need to be told, though.
Yes.
To be like, no, it's fine.
Right.
We're totally happy to have her.
Yes.
You go ahead and
because I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Without the parents, like usually the parents have to set it up for me to feel comfortable dropping a kid at a house when I am.
Oh, man. You could always. I mean, I want to hang out with you. But any other nanny, I'm like, it's fine. You can just drop them off. Feel free to go run errands or.
Yeah.
Fold laundry, whatever you do in your time when the kid's not there.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it is like I've had days where the child I nanny for will come home from school to someone else's house. Mm-hmm. And they'll be playing for like 2 hours, which is like pretty much the time I'm there while she's after school or after school. And I also do a few hours before that as well for like errands
house
and things. Yeah. But it's like, okay, well, I guess I'll continue to run errands or, you know,
and try
organize
to knock
this closet.
Yeah. Try to knock some things out so that potentially tomorrow we can do more quality time
together. Yes, exactly.
Things like that. Yeah. Yes. I completely agree.
It's getting more challenging because now we got 3 after school activities, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And it's like, whew. Mm-hmm. Even trying to dinner prep, I'm like, I'm going to have to start so early.
Yeah.
To have it ready for you.
Right.
Because some days you're going to beat me home.
Yeah. Wow.
So I know.
That is tough.
Yeah. Especially when they come home at like 6:10.
Yeah.
Like you're going to be there first. Because I'll be home at 6:15 with your kid from this lesson. So.
Yeah. And that actually brings me to another thought that we didn't list. But when there are 2 children and one of them has a friend over for a play date.
Yeah. Or even just a play date with 3 children that are friends. It can be challenging because then sometimes there's exclusion. Mm-hmm. 2 people agree on something to play. 1 person does not.
Right.
I think it's really important to talk about that. And how do you handle that?
Mm-hmm. And one way that if we are hosting and both siblings, because I've done this with 2 sisters and 2 brothers.
Yeah.
And they are very different in how they go about it.
Yeah.
But if we are hosting and it's usually the older sibling that has a friend over, I talk about with them beforehand how they need to include their younger sibling in their play. Because we're in their home and we need to pick games that everyone can play.
Yeah. I appreciate that as a younger sibling who was told she could not be included.
Yeah. And I saw that because I was an only child. And as a child, I always felt weird about that.
You were like, what do you mean? You have all built-in friends.
Yeah.
I don't understand why we wouldn't play with them.
Come on and play with us. I was like, your younger sister's so cool.
You were even lovely as a child. I didn't know her until, how old were we when we met? How old were you when we met?
24, 25.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know her until then, and she was lovely then.
Well,
now I know she was lovely as a small child, too. I shouldn't be surprised.
I just didn't understand. And there were certainly siblings that annoyed me.
Of course, yeah.
Because that's the nature of humans.
Yeah.
But
they annoy Martha.
Yeah, they all annoy me. Actually, they don't.
That's not true at all.
But I don't necessarily think that a kid having a friend over and then ignoring their siblings it doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah, yeah. And it's hard because you want to give them personal time with their friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree that it's important to be inclusive in many ways.
And I do try to kind of like the 30 minutes of quality time.
Yeah.
Sometimes I will say the younger sibling and I are going to play this game right now.
You guys can go do blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart.
To give them some time so that we have a balance of lots of different types of play.
Yeah.
And then that also keeps the two friends from potentially like, fighting or disagreeing or things like that, because then it's like, okay, we get 30 minutes.
Yeah,
that
now
we
get to- now it's the time. Yeah. How do you feel about shows during playdates? I thought of it because of the younger one you mentioned.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, if there's ever a time where you're trying to encourage play with two children and distract the other one, do you? I imagine not a show because then everybody's watching the show and nobody's playing.
Yeah. And I also try to really save shows
For the parents.
For the parents.
Yeah.
Or the rare time that I need 15, 20, 30 minutes.
Absolutely.
So I don't usually do it. If we're in someone else's house.
Yeah.
And they put on a show. It's their house, and it depends on the dynamic with that person.
Yeah.
If it's a parent that chooses to put on a show, then I'm like, I guess we are watching this show now.
It sounds like what is happening?
I am watching Ghost Buddies too.
That's interesting. We tend to know no shows on play dates, but I do know families who do that or they're totally comfortable with it. But I also, I'm in the same camp. I would be curious if anybody listening has done it and has done it successfully.
Yeah.
I would love to know how you do that or how you find the balance of it.
Right.
I imagine there's like movie play dates where you're like, come over, we're going to watch Frozen or whatever you're going to watch.
I've gone and seen a movie in a theater on a play date once.
That's so interesting. Like a movie date.
Yeah, it was Cars 3. Yeah.
My boyfriend watches that literally all the time.
Really?
Yes.
That's a good one.
He loves Cars.
Yeah.
He likes animated movies anyways.
Uh-huh.
But he watches Cars 3 like maybe 2 times a month. So.
Wow.
Well, I shouldn't say Cars 3. I should say the Cars
trilogy.
Empire.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
That was me with Inside Out for a while.
Oh, it's so good. I finally saw that.
That movie like got inside me. Inside Out. But anyway, I have, however, this is not a show, but I have put on a video to like teach a dance
or something
like that. That's like more interactive.
Yeah.
Like
Cuckoo Kangaroo.
Yeah. Or the gummy bear song.
Oh, I'm a gummy bear. Yes, I'm a gummy bear.
Yeah.
We sang that at school today.
like to learn something, if we were doing something like a magic trick.
Yeah.
To like an instructional video.
Yeah.
I've done that every now and again of like.
To show them. I think showing them a clip like that is different. To be like, here, let me show you. versus being like, let's watch a show.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more active, less passive. And then we continue, like we build off of that.
Although I will say though, if you're having a very active, like say it's a hot summer day and they've been playing in the back for so long and they come in, I might, if I decide they're too hot or too tired, I might be like, hey, why don't you guys sit on the couch? I'm going to put on a short show. You can all drink some water.
Yes.
Let's sit down and watch a short show.
Yeah.
You guys work so hard in the back. You know, some, I might do that.
Right.
I haven't done that in a very long time if I've done that, but that I can consider, you know, like that kind of like dynamic between show versus, but I think instructional clips are a horse of a different color.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
And if you don't know what that is, we will show you an instructional clip.
From The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I think that covered most
of. Yeah, we've talked about a lot.
We have.
And if you have questions about conflict resolution, you can go to the conflict resolution episode.
Yes.
What else?
Yeah.
Boredom Bustard episode is great.
It is. And if you are listening and are like, but wait, they didn't talk about this one thing and it's the problem that I'm facing, please email in to chroniclesofnania@gmail.com because I would love to know. Because I probably have faced it or will face it or am facing it and would like to help think of solutions to that problem. And
she can think of so many solutions, friends.
And I'll get Katie in on it, too. It'll be great.
She doesn't even need me. She's the brightest.
I like getting you in on stuff.
That's nice of you. I appreciate it.
And, and I think just balance.
Yeah.
Balance and communication. Those are the kind of through line of this entire podcast.
And helping the children. I mean, it's also helpful for them to know that they don't have to always have a play date. That's another thing is like, it's hard when, and it's a teaching experience when their quote unquote best friend has a play date with somebody else without them.
Mm-hmm.
And pointing out that you also do that sometimes and you have play dates with both of those kids without the other. And sometimes we all play together and that's great, but it's also important that everybody gets quality time with each other in short. And if we weren't invited, we're not going to go.
Right.
That's a hard one, but I think that that's an area where you would have potential issues with a child, especially depending on their age, because they might not understand that yet. What else?
Ooh, I thought of something.
Yeah.
If you go over to a play date and you don't feel comfortable or the child has comes back with habits from that play date that you don't love.
That's a nice way to say that. What a way to not cast judgment on the other household.
Because that is something that I have definitely struggled with.
Absolutely.
And being in another house where the discipline is very different, and then it gives you a wonderful opportunity to talk about different houses have different rules.
Absolutely.
And there are ways that we change to follow this household's rules, but then there are also rules that are always true.
Yeah.
And one thing that I almost always say, my kids can say it back at me all the time, is my number one job is to keep you safe.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times if I'm saying that we can't do something in a different house,
it's because you want to keep them safe.
It's because it's not safe. And even if they're like, but so-and-so gets to do it. Susan gets to jump from this really high ledge.
From the roof, obviously, onto the trampoline. Duh, Martha, that sounds so fun.
Exactly. Yeah. And then we
I'm risk averse. I would never do that.
Right. we talk about how that's not a safe option.
Yeah.
And Susan, if those are the rules in Susan's house, then great. But we're not going to do that because our number one rule that doesn't change no matter where we are is that we need to be safe with our own bodies and with other people's bodies.
Yeah. And that's good because that gives them the skills to, when they are older, like, I'm thinking like 14.
Right.
And they don't feel safe in a situation. I'm thinking their friends are drinking or something, or yeah. they're doing something that feels scary to them. It's good for them to know, like, it's okay to not do this, to right. not participate in what my friends are doing because it doesn't feel safe to me.
Yeah.
I was the queen of, like, being like, this movie's too scary for me to watch. I'm going to go be in your room. Let me know when it's over.
Did not want to watch an R-rated movie
yeah.
until I was in high school.
Yeah.
I, like, refused. Somebody put one on at a sleepover, and I was like, I'm going to go hang out with yeah. your mom.
That happened to me, too. Yeah. But I was not allowed to watch R-rated movies, and it was middle school. And I was yeah. like, no, I'm not allowed to watch this.
Right.
I don't know. But you internalize what your parents teach you or mm-hmm. your caregivers teach you. And so what an excellent opportunity for you to show them that it's okay to not be a part of the group if the group is doing something unsafe or unkind.
Yes.
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 I've tried that really hard. Uh-huh. I try really hard to encourage, like, was that a kind thing to do? I know that everybody was doing it because that's always the, well, everyone was doing it right. too. I'm like, great. If everyone was kicking puppies, would you be kicking, you know, like, because right. the jumping off the bridge doesn't make sense. But right. like, what if everyone was being not nice to this person? Would you do that? And they're like, well, no. And I'm like, right. Mm-hmm. Same thing, same yep. idea, different way, you know? Right. So it's interesting to say all these cliches to small children.
I know.
As they go through it. Yeah. yeah.
But to them, sometimes it's the first time they're Absolutely. Encountering that yeah. cliche thing.
Yeah.
So yeah. And we usually have a postmortem discussion yeah. on the play date when something like that happens. Yeah. And I don't reach out to yeah. that household again.
Yeah.
And if we do end up going back out of my control,
yeah,
then we kind of have the gear up talk yeah. and
the safety talk too, if mm-hmm. there's something in particular or like a habit you don't like, they might do this but it's not okay for you. Mm-hmm. And here's why. Mm-hmm. Always tell children why. It's really helpful.
It's super helpful.
Tell them in an appropriate manner though, like right. don't relay scary yes. graphic details to them, but tell them why. Mm-hmm. The little girl I nanny for, she's asked a little bit about guns. I don't really remember what started the conversation, but you know how kids mm-hmm. are curious and they right. hear about it. And why don't we play with guns at school? Why don't we pretend to play with guns at school? You talk about that. It makes people feel unsafe. Mm-hmm. And I've really driven home, like, if anybody ever asks you to play with a gun, I was like, that is an okay time to leave. Like, if their parents aren't home and people think you're at that house, that is a fine time to leave
right.
the house.
Yes.
And say, I'm not going to do this, and to go get somebody else.
Yes.
Because that's not, it's okay to break that rule then.
Right.
And to leave and to be, you know, but like.
Right.
Please. And so we talk about those kinds of things too, about play dates and like, what if you feel unsafe? Who can you talk to? What if the parent's making you feel unsafe? What can you do? Because mm-hmm. They're still young and right. they're starting to get more independence. Hopefully you know everybody that they're going to be with.
Right.
But listen to the How to Keep Kids Safe episode.
Yeah.
It's I feel like I've listened one. To all your episodes. I just slowly shout them out.
Danny Joe's Treehouse episode. Yeah, yeah, he also talks about that.
Yeah.
And play and mm-hmm. how kids work through things with play. But yeah. we also have to encourage that in a safe way.
Absolutely.
And yeah, it is. It's all navigating it.
Yeah.
And being transparent about why you're doing something and how yes. you're choosing to navigate yeah. a situation. And yeah, communicating to a kid in a way that they can digest and understand.
Yes, yes. Because then they learn to make choices that way as well. Mm-hmm. Or if they choose differently, they learn how to make a choice. And that's yes. really what you're looking for, is yes. for them to learn to discern for themselves.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, is there anything else?
Probably.
I mean, yeah, probably.
Probably so much.
But we'll have to save that for a different play date. awesome. Well, we end each episode with a story, and I actually have one
I feel like you need to share your big news though first.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome. I'm not letting you off this podcast without sharing your big news.
It's been over 12 hours since I got it, so of course I forgot. So Chronicles of Narnia is now available on Spotify, which is very exciting because Spotify is not one that you just submit and then everyone gets accepted. It's a they don't accept every podcast. So it's kind of,
it's like a curator. I imagine. I don't actually know.
Yeah. And
in my mind, there's a curator.
I'm not entirely sure what the reasons are either, but I assume it's because, we're making good content. And
yeah.
So, I
so exciting.
I thank every guest that I've ever had on. And I also thank my listeners.
Absolutely.
You guys are the best.
And we thank you as a listener and a guest. I speak for us, I think, right? People write into Tom Martha that you're so excited.
Yeah. So for specifically Android users, this is kind of a great thing because it's hard to find on Google Play because Google likes to suggest that you want to listen to the Chronicles of Narnia soundtrack.
And you're like, no.
You're like, that's not what I want.
I'm good. Thanks so.
Google. But yeah, so you can find us on Spotify now.
That's so great.
Check it out. And yeah, okay.
Okay, sorry to interrupt. Here's your story.
It's okay. So this is really quick, but it happened today and it was so cute. So this is another bathroom story. Sorry, we've had a couple of those.
They're so funny though.
They are. My littlest one proudly announced that he needed to go poop today, and then went in and asked me to come in at the end because he's still working on
the mechanics
of cleaning. Of everything.
Yeah.
And so when he invited me in at the end, he goes,
come in, Martha.
He goes, Marfa, I like your socks. Will you wipe my butt?
Same sentence.
Same
no
sentence.
Comma.
No breath. No comma. And I laughed really hard for a long time.
Yes. Like, that's so funny.
Sure, bud. Sure. I am wearing pretty cool
socks. It's like he was buttering you up.
That Leah gave me, actually.
They are pretty sweet. I actually looked down at her socks when she said that.
They're
nice. Way to go, Leah.
They're cool.
The cats are wearing glasses.
They are.
For anybody who wants to know.
They are.
Which is everybody.
They're cool cats. but yeah, so that happened and it made me
giggle.
That's
so funny.
well, thank you so much, Katie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week.
Chronicles of Narnia is produced and hosted by Martha Reddick. Artwork by Noni Amadon. Theme music by Brad Kemp. Find him at secondbedroomstudio.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chronicles of Narnia and on Twitter at Narnia Podcast. To contact us, email chroniclesofnarnia@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
This show has been brought to you by Machine Culture.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.